Thank you very much to the Temper No Dad who's text back in saying thank you so much, ladies, and asking for Naima's contact details. We'll give those out just before 12 o'clock. And Naima Javani is based at the Human Relations Institute at Knowledge Village. And yeah, she's still here for you to get your questions in to her before 12. We have a text message here from a father. I'm a father of two wonderful angels in their 20s doing their masters in Canada. Both were brought up in Dubai in an atmosphere where they were constantly told that anything less than excellence on the academic front was not worth living. I spent most of my adult time working hard to save money for our future with little or no social life. To cut a long story short, I was just not there when they needed me in their growing up years, while I had virtually outsourced that function to my wife. This has left a huge burden on my conscience. I have not been able to overcome this guilt 2 decades later. Financially, we are well off now, but this guilt continues to haunt me that my daughters were deprived of fond memories of childhood. Thank you so much for sending that text in. You know, we were saying earlier, you know, to hear from the dads and to, you know, get a little insight into what men feel and as fathers, as husbands, you know, what they struggle with. They're trying, you know, bringing in the money, being a responsible husband and parent to create a good home life and to, in the sense of materially, provide a food, water, shelter, and a good education.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what your daughters are doing now. I mean, that is absolutely wonderful. But feeling like they don't have those memories of being with dad and shared memories of happy times as kids.
Yeah. I like the way this dad has said, I've outsourced my function of being a parent to my wife.
Yes.
You know, and something that perhaps this dad is not realizing is, you know, both his angelic daughters have seen the role that this father has played in their lives. Had he not worked and toiled away so hard financially, they perhaps would not even be doing their masters.
Exactly.
You know, that's not sort of outsourcing your functions. That's saying, I need to adopt this role within the family and the mother can adopt this role of the family. So there, in no way will your children see you as any less or void or absent in their lives. Another thing to consider is this stress on academic excellence. Had it not been for this stress on academic excellence, they would not be doing their masters in their 20s. That's a really big deal, taking further education very, very seriously.
I agree with that. I do agree with that in principle, absolutely, that you know, for your daughter, for anybody to go on to further education, higher education, absolutely. But does it have to be the case that to get there, it has to be so pressured?
Yeah,
you know, that it's the balance, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, of course it might be, depending what your master's is in, that you've had to, you know, it takes a lot of commitment, a lot of dedication, a lot of discipline to, you know, get through your studies every step of the way from being a young child right through your developing years. But along that way is that time, and clearly what this gentleman's feeling is that how much fun did we have?
Yeah.
How much did we as a family go and have that downtime together? So as much as, yes, you're absolutely right, it is a commitment and it is about hard work. It doesn't come easy to get through, to get the grades, to pass exams, to move through those years in school to university level and then on to do a master's. But, you know, you do worry sometimes, I think, for kids that they are feeling that pressure of, I've just got to achieve, I've got to achieve.
And they do. They really do feel that pressure. You know, having met with sort of off late so many more adolescents and young adults, they're feeling the pressure to perform not just for themselves sometimes, but also for their parents.
Yep.
So there's definitely that flip side.
Mm.
What I think is important is it's never too late, especially for this dad.
Yeah.
I mean, he has high regard and so much unconditional love for his daughters. There is no reason, you know, even if they were to have their own families and lives someday, that they can't unite, that they can't speak over the phone, you know, once every few days or through Skype or whatever it is. The idea is still being in contact. It's not like, I mean, they're always going to be this person's daughters.
Mm.
They're always going to be around.
And you're
going to
be their dad.
Absolutely, for the rest of your life.
So you can create some lovely memories now, from now on.
Absolutely, it's never too late. And to go back and say, look, I appreciate the way you're working so hard. I'm sorry that we didn't get so much time to spend as you know, when you were younger. Let's plan a holiday together.
Yeah.
You know, or financially we can now afford it. What can we do as a shared experience to sort of balance out this sense of I don't know, regret to a certain extent.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, really, really interesting. And I think, again, it just goes to show the pressure we put on ourselves as parents. For those that are parents, it can be really, really tough. Okay, now what else we got here? Now, we have a 13-year-old who is, my son who's 13, doesn't open up and talk with us very easily. Interesting age for a boy, 13. Yeah, what's going on there, possibly?
Well, again, you know, and you've talked about this a little bit as well, there's a lot of hormonal changes. There's a lot of almost to a certain extent going inside his shell when it comes to the parents. You know, the percentage of loving, warm interactions decreases with parents as children grow older. Not because the parents love them any less or, you know, the child loves the parent any less, but they're going through a phase where they're going to find energy, find comfort, find solace from their peers. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's no sense in being threatened by that whatsoever. You as a parent will always be the secure base for your child. Your child will go away from you, come back to you for their emotional refueling, go away from you, come back to you, and constantly have this sort of rubber band effect to think about it. The last thing to do in this case is to pressure him. That could sort of go and have sort of negative effects as well. Something that I would like to recommend, and again, not too much information here, so I'm not sure if they're already doing this, but quality time. And I don't mean, you know, and parents sometimes sort of misinterpret this, hands folded, crossed arms, and say, I'm supposed to spend half an hour with you. Tell me what you want me to do. Yeah. Not at all. It's supposed to really be, you know, let's go to the mall exactly the way you were saying. Let's go catch a movie. What would you like to do? Going to the grocery store to get your grocery list done is not at all an activity of choice for the child. It has to be an activity that the child chooses to do together. You know, Mom, I feel like going to eat at McDonald's today. Fine.
Yeah,
you know, that's up, and we don't do junk food usually, so this is fine. It's an allowable.
I was about to say, yeah, it's about going, okay, whatever they say, you've got to comply.
Absolutely.
Even though you're thinking, oh, the last thing I want to do is, or really, am I encouraging my child to have fast food? But it's about the bonding.
This concept is, you know, children have, say, 10 areas in their lives, 9 of which are controlled by society, by parents, by teachers, you know, by different influences. They need one area where they're able to exert their control, power. They need to feel what it feels like to be accepted, to be listened to be complied with. So when you do want them to open up, they will open up. But that's provided that you have given them the opportunity in the first place. And I guarantee you there will always be times where, you know, pick up a child from school, how was your day? Zip. Not a word falls out of their mouth. As soon as they're engaged in an activity that they're really enjoying, whether it's you just getting down and playing PlayStation with them, the whole world opens up to you. You know, they invite you into their world because you have agreed to be a part of it.
Well, interesting you should mention that, because when we come back, we are on V. We've looked at verbal intelligence. We're also going to have a quick look at video games. And we talk a lot about the negative effects of technology on children. But let's have a look at some of the benefits of video games. That's when we come back. Keep your questions coming in for Naima.